Well, hello, everybody, and welcome. Welcome to the Words, Women and Wisdom radio show, streaming live from BBS in California, syndicating to over 100 stations globally. And today we are live. Sometimes I have guests who, with crazy busy schedules, we end up pre-recording. And today, because of the work that Kelly does, my guest, Kelly Sutliff, we're actually going to have some live opportunities, dial-in callers and live psychic medium readings. So let's dive in. If you've never watched or listened to the Words, Women and Wisdom radio show before, it's all about showcasing incredible women. Typically, they've risen from some sort of tragedy to triumph and are now out there in the world doing amazing work, work that is so worthwhile showcasing. And usually there's a mission-inspired focus in the business, something that they're doing which is helping people at the same time. And the work that Kelly does is so, so valuable because ultimately it gives people peace. It gives people peace of mind. There is closure. There's not that sense of wondering. And I know that we've already had the phones live lighting up with live dial-in callers. So if you're listening to this show, the dial-in number, make a note, grab your pen here. The dial-in number is 1-888-627-6008. So I'm going to go ahead and a brief overview. If you don't know who I am and why I'm doing this work, my focus is on teaching women to flourish in business. And I do that by working with women specifically around language. So my best-selling book, Words, Women and Wisdom, The Modern Art of Confident Conversations, is the centerpiece of that work. And now I'm teaching mission-inspired women entrepreneurs in particular how to have more confident conversations, to ask for more and bigger sales, have that connection, and also to lead and empower their team. So today, I met Kelly in another masterminding group full of incredible women. Kelly is a psychic medium, an award-winning author, speaker, and psychic investigator. So hello, Kelly.
Hi, Yvonne. How are you? Hello, everybody.
I'm so glad you could join us because your neck of the woods, you're having a storm right now. And so
definitely we moved down to, you know, from Boston to Charlotte, North Carolina to have, you know, rain and ice and snow.
So rain, ice and snow.
Yeah.
Delightful. So here's a little bit about Kelly. You might have seen the adverts on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, etc., with a little bit of background. But if you're not familiar with her background, she has an incredible history. So she's a psychic medium, award-winning author, a speaker, and a psychic investigator. And just this week, her book, Listen Up the Other Side and Spirit Speaks Within You, we've got some launch happening this week. We're going to talk about that. In the past, Kelly has co-authored as well with Jack Canfield, that Chicken Soup for the Soul series in Pearls of Wisdom. And also consulted with law enforcement, private detectives, and families to help them find missing people. She does individual readings. She, as she said, hails from Boston, MA, with her family. And the gifted work that Kelly brings forth is really about bringing together 18 years of using her work to show people that the psychic world is very real. It's very real. She has a gift of helping others to be comforted during times of grief. She's also working internationally with cold cases. So Boston University with the Cold Case Career Collective Group, national group Find Me Too, and privately with detectives and individual families. And also herself had a radio show. So there's lots of recordings that you could listen to if you're intrigued today. Psychic Cup of Coffee on Transformational Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show in the past. So that was part of the Sky Network work that she did, her psychic gig.
That's right.
So now, never a dull moment, as she says, living with three college kids, a husband, two corgis, and still finding time to make crock pot meals for your family. So psychic coming to life. So welcome. I'm so glad that you're able to join us.
Hey, thank you. You know what? I'm thrilled. So you know what? I'm always a big believer that we always have connection, and the people we meet and the synchronicity of how we connect in is meant to be. And, you know, obviously today it's important because we have, you know, it's important to link with our tribe. Let's put it that way. Absolutely. And you know what? And I'm thrilled to be on your program because I could talk a blue streak about what I do and the connection of how we work with spirit and how we do it every day. And this is what's so, you know, important in all of our lives, not just me as a psychic medium or an author, right? It's about everyone having spiritual connection, everybody having, listening to spirit, listening. And when I say spirit meaning intuition,
yes.
You know, following that, your guides, your past loved ones who constantly give you messages all the time, if we're just open to receive them, right?
And we're only open to receive them. That's right.
Right.
So this is part of the Spirit Speaks Within You, tapping into your intuition and increasing healing, which is your new book that's launching, correct?
It is. It's right here.
Right here. I have my copy on order. Yay. So Awakening the Guide.
So yeah, I'm pretty happy. You know, it's drawn in some awesome numbers. It's number one in psychology and medicine right now on Amazon. It just is getting, it's hitting all the benchmarks we're wanting to do in its categories.
Yes.
And was showing me that actually it's a message that everybody needs to hear. And so I started this book, and I'll just give you the snippet on it, a few years back, and then kind of put it down like all writers do, right? We start a book, we put it down, we don't, you know, go right into it. And then the last 2 years, you know, everyone has had gigantic change and, you know, how we live our lives, a lot of transition. And transition just doesn't mean just death. It means transition and choices. Mm-hmm. And so that's when I finally finished Spirit Speaks Within You. And the premise of this book is about learning different. And it's learning how to tap into your intuition. It's giving you exercises on how to do that. It's showing you examples on how spirit works with you all the time.
Yeah.
And it brings in a lot of spirituality. It brings in a lot of deities from all over religions.
Mm-hmm.
It brings in, you know, common sense approach and like exactly what kind of happened in the last 2 years. So when I started to write this book, it was very channeled. And when I say channeled, it was coming in from spirit, coming in from information, meaning to get out to the masses.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh geez, you know what I mean? Like I'd have to, it would come in chunky and I'd have to figure it out. But you know what? Its message is simple. It's meant to be as a guide. It's a quick hit. It's not a long read. You know, you pick up a chapter. Oh, I need to learn. I need to read a few pages on how to work with fear, or I need to learn how to teach my children how to be grounded. Or I need how do you work with my intuition, or examples of different things and what spirit really thought about the pandemic.
Right.
And that came through in this book. So
interesting, interesting.
What, you know, and what happened within our elections and what they're thinking about that around the world.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of power play in this book, and I kind of went out of my box. And I touched some subjects that are probably pretty sensitive. But that's where it lended itself. But I think people really need to put, after you read this book, it's meant to be a service to you. And then you take it from for what it can, how it can serve you, if that makes right. sense.
It does make sense. Did you want to speak a little bit about your election prediction? Because I thought that was fascinating.
Okay, so in 2000. So just so you know, like in my, when I read for clients, you know, I'm a psychic and I'm a medium. So as a psychic, you get information that's going to come to the future, right? Or dynamics that are going on with you when I read. And as a medium, mediumship comes through from the other side to give past loved ones, give you messages, right? So as a psychic medium, I'm able to blend both worlds. Not all psychics can do that. Not all mediums can do that, but I'm able to right. blend both energies into the read when I do things. So back actually in 2015, I was doing some PR for my book, my last book, Listen Up, The Other Side is Talking. And my PR person said, hey, Kelly, you know, we want you to do these predictions. And, you know, who do you think is going to be on the ticket for the elections in 2016? And this was like 15 months before the election, at least. And there was 18 people running on the Republican ticket. No one had been picked yet in the United States. Mm-hmm. And so I gave my prediction, what I heard. And I said, okay, it's going to be Hillary Clinton, Democratic side. It's going to be Donald Trump, Republican side, and Trump wins. And my publicist was pretty funny. And she was like, sure, you want to put that out there? I'm like, I'm putting that out there. That's what I get. Like, what, if I read for somebody, whatever I get, I give. And don't in that as such. So sure enough, it got publicized. It was in the Globe, about Boston Globe. We got a lot of press, a lot of papers, and probably like that crazy psychic, look what she's saying. And so I actually, going forward, I have to say I was probably one of maybe 7 psychics in the world mm-hmm. that predicted that.
Yeah.
So the shift happened in that night of the election was at 9:25. And I was watching, obviously I'm normal, right? Watching everything, what's coming in. Cause I'm like, oh, this is going to make me or break me. And so I felt the shift happen. And that's, I'm like, he has it. He's winning. He's going to do it. Now, fast forward. Second election comes around, this past one. And I knew there was going to be a lot of turmoil. And this is the difference in the deity of people, all right? And this is how we've shifted in a negative space. This is why I wrote Spirit Speaks Within You. Because in the last 4 years, 5 years, people have gone into this wonky energy, okay? Where they become fear-based, they become nasty, okay? You know, social media really hasn't been all our friend to a lot of people. And because people are not grounded, they've gone into that space. They don't ground their energy. They glom onto something political to because they have to. You know, it's so like mama bear mode, okay? And so I delayed in giving my prediction because I was kind of being socially attacked by things. So put it out there. But what I did say in this election, I said it's going to be a lot like I predicted Trump winning. I saw lots of fraud within the election. I saw a lot of, I predicted all that in my prediction. I saw we wouldn't know till a later date. And I still feel, you know, within this, that with what's been shown, what's been going on or whatever, that I still feel that he's coming back. Mm-hmm. And this fraud and this fraudulent stuff will be shown through election fraud. But I also saw, and this was a different dynamic in my predictions that year, is I also talked actually about the year of 2020. And the year of 2020, just so everybody knows, when you add it up, it was a 4-year. And in my predictions, I said, though, there's going to be a lot of death in 2020. As an example, you know, I brought in, you know, people would never buy a house with number 4 in it because it's very, yep. It means death. It would never, it's bad. A lot of cultures wouldn't do that. That's just how that works. And I talked about this and I didn't even know why I was getting this stuff about what was happening from there. But I gave it. And then I was like the year of 2020 going into it, it's going to be a lot like, our past, which was like when LBJ was, in, and there's going to be a lot of social, situations and people in the streets. And, you know, we look at George Floyd and we look at all different things that occurred right after the fact. And mm-hmm. Spirit, what it's important people know, Spirit always makes you go backwards to go forward. So they always look at history, your history, especially when I read for you, and they always make you go forward to look at, okay, what's going to happen next. So you can learn from that, right? So in this upheaval of that second prediction that I gave, I knew there was going to be gobs of upheaval. What's going to happen in 2020? Lots of sickness, lots of death, based on the year, lots of things. And what's very interesting in consulting, when our pandemic started, obviously I'm a psychic, so I have a lot of psychic friends, right? Mm-hmm. We all said, there's something behind this. We don't know what, but there's something behind this. Way back in January of 2020. And here we know now facts, right, of things that are coming out, what it's about. Yeah. So it's interesting how spirit, your guides, your loved ones always prepare you, all right, with things that occur. And they're supposed to. It's like a mother, right? When they say, okay, you know what, Yvonne, you need to cross the street. You got to look left, right, and look again twice, right? Mm-hmm. So does in our guide. So does in our loved ones. They always make us look at the situation profoundly, or they try to make us look like that, look forward. So that's how inclination works. That's how intuition works. That's how we become not fear-based. That's how we become successful business people. That's how we, parenting, whatever you want to call it, put out whatever label you want to put into it. But the cool thing about it is that we all have access to it. It's just kind of training our mind and our physical body to relax and to tune in so we can get it.
Mm.
And so it's not complicated at all. And that's part of this book too, is to kind of uncomplicate people and to show them how simple this is and what an important tool intuition is and access to it, even for yourself or for your family, your children. Teach yep. them young too.
Absolutely. Well, I have some more questions for you. And I also want to honor the fact that we have several callers on the line. So let's see if Paul in Denver is still on the line. And then let's open it up, this conversation, and invite in some questions and an opportunity for whatever's meant to emerge from this. Paul, are you still on the line?
Is this for me? My name's Melissa, actually. Apologize.
Your name's Melissa. Hey, Melissa. You popped up next on the rotation. Welcome.
Thank you so much. It's an honor.
How can Kelly help you?
Hi, Melissa.
Hi, Kelly. Thank you so much. I'm so excited to read your new book.
Thank you.
I actually kind of don't have, anything groundbreaking to ask. I guess kind of just like what you were saying, transition and choices, I guess, to see if, if I'm kind of on my right path, if I'm making the right decisions.
Okay, so I'm going to put it back at you, because if we're going to do this, you have to be more specific. So we're going to ask a real quick question, and then we're going to go right into it because that's too broad. So just like when with anything, you want an answer correctly. So ask whatever comes to your mind real quickly, just ask that question, and then we'll go right into it.
Okay. I guess, what I'd like to know is, do we always have like a certain path that we're on, that's correct, the correct path for us, or do we ever kind of go off a path and, is there like destiny and, we're meant to go down the way we went, or did we make a wrong turn, or,
Okay. That's kind of my question. That's a really good one. Okay. So Melissa, here's my take on that. First and foremost, I'm a big believer that we all come in with our choices and we all come in with the soul path, right? So I really consider ourselves, we're not people, we're souls. So if you can think of it as that, the bigger picture, that we're all just souls, right? And we have the soul agenda that we need to take care of. That's how, that's what helps you guide into your choices, right? So I do believe in destiny. I do believe that we have choice also to create that destiny. It's when we fail, okay, and we don't get back up and we don't try to do it again. All right. So that's a big component where spirit is making you understand that, you're allowed to fail and you're allowed to make different choices to go into to betterment, to learn from it. Right. That's what I always say. You have to go backwards to go forward in order to learn a lesson sometimes and go into this. There is a position, though, when you're working with energy and you're working with choice, that it's really important when you start to repeat the same issues as an example, let's say, you're in a dating situation, you're attracting the same type of person all the time, and it's not so healthy, right? That's the component where you have to say, okay, when are you going to get this? Because every time you keep making the wrong choices in the people that surround you, what happens is then it gets harder, all right? So we have to like kind of be more realistic in how the flow, ebb and flow works. So I would say this, and I'm going to hit this back a little bit to you. Spirit wants me to go real quickly. They're talking about there's some changes actually with you and work that's going to come about with things. I want to pay attention. They're going to be 3 months. So I want to go into, they're going into June, July, and then I hit into October. So I feel like those 3 months this year are going to be your bigger changes where you kind of decide, okay, this is really who I want to be. All right. And do it. No looking back. Do it. All right. So if that means your job change, if that means quitting relationships, people who aren't healthy around you, you got to drop them, do it. All right. Because sometimes that karma is done and out, and it's okay to do that. So does that make sense to you? Yes or no?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. So that's kind of like where I'm seeing you go into this. And I do want to say this, there's actually two women that are going to come around you, actually, that are going to be some helpful people to kind of give you some new direction also. So pay attention to who those gals are going to be.
Okay.
So Melissa, is that helpful for you?
It is. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. I think we also had Shelley on the line. Is Shelley still there?
Hello, Shelley.
Brenda? Brenda in Ontario, are you there?
I am here.
Hello, Brenda. Welcome to the show. What can Kelly help you with?
Well, there's a lot of changes that I'm expecting in my life, and I'm just, I'm a little bit overwhelmed right now. So I don't know. There's a lot of unknowns, and it's just hard to move forward with feeling of limbo and other people and systems in control. So it's just, there's a lot going on in my life right now, and it's hard to know how to move forward with it.
Okay, so what I want to, your first name again is Linda?
Brenda.
Brenda, sorry. So what I was going to say to you is one of the biggest components actually you can do with your energy is you can ground your energy. Do you ever ground your energy or clear your energy?
No.
Okay. So clearing your energy is one of the biggest things to do. Okay, it's more important than prayer, it's more important than meditation. So when we clear our energy, what happens is if you don't do it, it's like not have taken a shower like in 30 years. Okay, like that would never happen. So the easiest tool I can give you is to keep more grounded so you can hear instinct and hear things that need to be working with you. I would say to my clients, do this in the shower. Visualize a beautiful spiritual light. The water is a spiritual light. It's pouring through your chakras. It's coming all the way down through your body. You're washing your problems down the drain. You're attracting at good stuff. This is what I talk about in my book about affirmations and how important they are. For the highest and best good, I have this in my life. For the highest and best good, I am this. You know, start talking nice to yourself so the universe can give that to you. Don't use the word hope.
Really?
Because the word hope to the universe means that she means 7 years, 7 minutes, or seven hours from now. Hope's a great concept, but it doesn't attract what you need instantly. So, excuse me, frog in my throat. So that's what I'm seeing is the importance of doing that, right?
Okay.
So when you start to center, then you don't have the chaos anymore. And that's what we all get all jumbled. We never do. Then we pay attention too much to what people want to tell us. You know what I mean? All those type of ideas. You know, we believe it. You know, this is about trust instinct, trust you. So I think once you get clear in yourself and centering your energy and pulling all that crazy around, away from you, then you have your answers. Excuse me. Does that make sense?
It does, I guess.
What else is it that you're that you have a question about?
Well,
Brenda?
There's just a lot of decisions I have to make, and they're major decisions, and it's hard to know how those decisions the consequences of the decision.
Okay, so we're going to backtrack here. You have to ask a question. So what is the decision that you want? What's the answer you're looking for? What's the question? See this already, your energy, okay, is, you know, you have to be specific, just like you have to be specific with your energy of how you want to act, what you want to receive. This is the component. We have to get out of fear-based things. Okay, because fear blocks our blocks goodness coming into us. So, you know, what is it that, what's your wish list? Okay, ask a question on what you really want to happen and let me answer that for you. So please ask a question directly.
Sorry, are you asking me?
Yeah.
What is my wish list?
What is your question that you really are concerned about that you want myself to help you, to guide you?
Well,
your guides to...
I have a divorce pending and it's going to trial, and really struggling with the control that the whole judicial system has and the other side has over these decisions. And it's not a question of whether I can stop it at this point, because there's too many complications involved to stop it. But I guess I'm just worried about the outcome of that trial and how it'll affect me and my child. And,
Okay, so here's what I'm going to do. Okay, so right away, I'm going to say to you, who there's two names. Who's John and who's like Robert or Robbie in this?
I don't know a John. There is a Robert that's a friend.
A friend of yours who's supportive, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. And is there a John connected, like attorney, someone like that, involved with your case?
No.
Okay, hold tight to that name, because that's going to be important, is what they're telling me here, with someone who's going to get involved, okay?
Okay.
So I don't feel like that you know who the person's coming into this case. All right. I'm going to say this to you too, is that what do you call it? This will actually, I feel like there's a date and then it gets prolonged. Okay. So I don't know if that's happened already or not, but
yeah.
I feel like this case is actually going to be, there's two steps to it is what they're showing me. So I feel like there's like, you know what I mean? It could be delayed because of COVID, could be whatever. But I feel like don't worry about that because time is good. All right. And your ex is, got to keep it clean. All right. That's all
this
I'm
is
saying.
The family show.
It's family show. No. Okay. I'm just saying, this person is very narcissistic. Is that, and that's, you don't have to agree, but this is what I'm saying. And this person is very much so wants to have control of everything. This is why you're leaving him. And
yeah.
That's a healthy thing. So I will say this, actually, the good news is actually kind of like right now, it's you're in the moment and it's so frightening, right? When we have to have loss. But when I go 2 years out with you, sister, you know what? You are actually in love. So it's not going to matter.
Yeah.
All right. So,
I'm not
that's
worried
the,
about that. I'm worried about
but
getting
that's the
toxicity
healing
out
that
of
takes
my life.
Place. All right. So that's what I'm going to say to you. And don't worry if there's delay. That's what they're saying, because I feel like it has better outcome for you. And I don't feel, and this is the component. This is where you got to go different. You go into a courtroom, you go into a meeting with him, whatever it is, you know what? You better have your armor up and you got to be like, I am the best thing since sliced bread. And this person's not going to be able to harm me, hurt me, or my child.
Well, it's
universe
been
makes
long,
sure that happens,
really,
and that's how you attract that vibration. So you don't go in, you don't
right.
go into it feared.
Okay.
Mm. Okay.
It has been very, very prolonged already. So I just hope that it's not prolonged any longer.
Mm. Well, I'm hoping, Brenda, that this has provided some clarity for you. Obviously, Kelly can't do a whole session
right.
in
right.
the space of one show, but
yeah, no,
you're certainly
I appreciate that.
You're certainly welcome to reach out psychicmediumkelly.com. Kelly is KELLE.com. And if you feel the urge to book a private session, so you're not sharing everything. I mean, there's lots of Brendas in Ontario, so we're good right now in terms of confidentiality. But certainly feel free to do that, because that is an option for you, okay?
Okay. Thank you very much, ladies.
You're welcome.
Good luck.
And we'll take one more caller, and then I have some extra follow-up intrigue with Kelly. Is Laurie still on the line? Laurie in Calgary.
Thank you. Can you hear me?
Hi, Laurie.
Hi, Kelly. Hi, thank you, Yvonne. So
I really appreciate this. I wasn't going to call in, and then I was, and then I was, and I thought I better call because this otherwise Devon wouldn't have sent this message to me. So I transitioned. Thank you. I transitioned my business pre-COVID, and it's been a bit of a struggle. And so my question is kind of multifaceted, but I think it's still one question. I'm just trying to figure out if my motivation and financial income that's in my business right now, my current business that I'm trying to launch, that I've been trying to launch pre-COVID, if it's being blocked, I feel like I'm blocked by maybe a lack of empathic protection or health or something else. I'm just stuck. So I'm just trying to find out if there's a hint or a first step or an action that might help me get unstuck.
Okay, so first thing I'm getting is actually watch and see what happens in the next 4 weeks. Okay, so you're going to see a lot of movement around this new business. There's a lot of great energy that's shifting actually in the next 4 weeks with making the movement happen. You know what I mean? And going forward, you're going to, you know, this new moon we have that was last night, the wolf, it's called a wolf moon. It's a beautiful moon if anybody saw it last night. It's pushing the stuff out. Okay. And it's like, you know, it's like, I am woman, hear me roar, if you want to say that. Okay. This is the energy that's pushing everything to go forward in a positive direction. Good news. Okay. And I can say this now, we're really out of this COVID. It's crazy by March. So you're going to see a big hit. Okay. Everyone's going to be like, okay, really? We bought all these tests for what? All right. And so, because it's gone, you're not going to see this big, this continuum. What you will see is people trying to do their last hit to control people, but that's not going to fly. All right. So you've kind of, the timing of things has helped in preparing this. So start planning. Okay. I'm shooting out of the gate right now. There is actually going into, it's got great bones with what you're doing. That's what spirit's saying to me. It's kind of like, you know, what people need, and they want it, and they're going to love it, in your industry. But I am going to say too, there's going to be a lot of PR with you. So start plugging your PR now. Do it. Don't be feared. Don't do it. Okay. You've been thinking, you go to bed thinking about this and you wake up thinking about it. That's what spirit's saying to me right now. True.
That's true. I live it.
Okay.
I live it, but nobody else is living it along with me just yet, I think.
Okay. So what I'm going to say to you is when you get those nudges from spirit like that, that's forcing you, go do it, go for it. Okay. When we're with constant thoughts, that's really not you having those constant thoughts. Those are your guide, your loved ones pushing you in that direction. Okay. This is a big one for you. I'm going to pull a card. Can you guys see it? It says self-forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I want you to forgive yourself for any past issues, dynamics within workplace, whatever it is. You know what? Nothing in past really defined you. You really kind of learned all those lessons. This is just now empowering you. So your 22 is really about empowering, and this workplace workshops, different things, blogging, this whole big, great thing that you're putting together. It really is going to be an empowered piece to you. It's kind of your stamp of who you are. So do it.
So no, nothing that I need to do except for do it. That's what you're saying.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Let's go do it.
Do it.
Just step in there, Laurie.
Yeah.
And again, just to reinforce, if you're just dialing in now to the show, we're talking with psychic medium, award-winning author, speaker, and psychic investigator, Kelly Sutliff. So if you are reaching out and thinking, oh, I'm next in the queue, I must be next in the queue, I hope they get to me, and they don't get to you, we don't get to you, just make sure that you make a note that you can always reach out to Kelly through psychicmediumkelly.com. And Kelly is also available in between book launches to do private readings as well. So let's see if we have a little space here. I know that Tina's on the line as well. So be patient, Tina. Hang on if you are in the lineup, in the queue. We will be getting back and doing some more live interaction in just a moment. I want to hear the story though, Kelly, like when you were a child and you started connecting with dead people, I mean, like, how did that evolve for you as a child? Did anybody believe you? Like, what's the backstory here?
You know what? Pretty interesting. So I can actually remember back, like my first experience was when I was 9 years old, and I had a grandmother passed away, and after she passed away, and she was an extremely intuitive woman. She was a farmer in Illinois. They planted their crops by the moon cycles. You know what I mean? They earth energy, right? So, you know, when you have psychic ability in your family, it links down into generation. So she had passed away. One morning I wake up and I said to my mom, you know what? Grandma Sloan was in my room last night. She had this on. She was telling me, she was giving me a message to give to my mother, you know, and my mom was like, well, that's great, Kelly. You know what I mean? You know, make sure you put your uniform on and get ready for school. Right. So, so fast forward, my mom knew who I was, you know, I would know things before they would happen. You know, it was just kind of my normal world. But she was very protective, as mothers are, right? So it was like, okay, Kelly, you know what? That's great, but don't tell anybody what you know, right? Mm-hmm. And then I fast forward. So I'm, you know, go to Catholic school, what have you. My parents were, my mom was Methodist, my father was Catholic. And what do you call, they ended up befriending a beautiful priest. His name is Father Wally. And friend, he co-officiated my husband's and I wedding. And we became good friends. So in my early 20s, here comes Father Wally, and he's very psychic. And he was like, Kelly, let me see your hand. And he was like, you are very gifted. You have psychic ability. This type of thing encouraged me to go into classes and do stuff. Mm-hmm. So here I am, 12 years of Catholic school, you know, not supposed to talk about this stuff. And a priest shows up to guide me. Mm-hmm. So to make me feel, you know, comfortable, what have you. So then as life went on, I would open it up. I would shut it down. Life, I was normal, had normal careers. And then I got into real estate and I had 3 children in 3 years. So one morning I'm making baby formula in my kitchen because I had Irish twins. My girls were 11 months apart at the time. And I was like, okay, I think I'm gonna do the psychic thing again. And as soon as I said that, the floodgates came open. I had spirit in my house. I was feeding babies all night, you know, newborns to 11-month-old, you know what I mean? And I had a 3-year-old son. My husband was traveling all the time. And then I managed to say, what the hell did I just do? And I found a course to take in my town. And it was a spiritual metaphysical store. And I did a year intensive class with these 3 little babies and in tow. And we would talk about psychic intuition and mediumship and dowsing and anything would touch healing or anything like that. And 2 mediums showed up and to teach that night. And I didn't even know what a medium was. And then it all made sense to me because as a young girl, I would have spirit in my dreams all the time. I still do. And I ever dream about anybody in my family because it's always a flow of people, of energy coming in. So when I had to demonstrate my work, all of a sudden, you know, it was like I was just nailing it and information would come through and it made sense to me of who I was. So in my early 30s, then I left a really successful real estate career. Like 7 years of referrals on the line, and decided to do this passionate work. And I studied for 2 years with people from England and Ireland and Scotland and get kind of renowned masters to figure out how to do this and how to hit boundaries with it. And then I just started my own gig. And before you know it, then, you know, I had radio opportunities and then, you know, I co-authored in books and then I've written 2 books. And then someone said one day to me, can you look at this case? And I'm like, oh my God, now they want me to do missing persons work. And then I've been doing 12 years of missing persons work for families or detectives or cold cases or current cases. And then my work has landed that genre into helping others.
Yeah. Well, it really is all about healing, whether that's healing from the unknown, healing from grief, healing in finding and reconnecting with people, listening to your inner wisdom, tapping in. When you were talking earlier about the process that you had for writing a book, I had a similar process writing my best-selling book, Words, mm-hmm. Women, Wisdom, the Modern Art of Confident Conversations. Would get up at 5 every morning, do my morning ritual, my meditation, etc., listening to my abundance music, you know, 432 and above. And then I would start writing for an hour before my family got up. And so for me, it was almost like, you know, the 40 words that I needed to put in the book, originally it was going to be 52, they just flooded through me. So mm-hmm. I was, you know, like the conduit for mm-hmm. this work to get out to the world, to help women identify how to have more powerful language. How do you mm-hmm. ask for what you want and get it in a polite, respectful way? You're being firm though. You're being assertive and you're being confident. And there ended up being over 350 pages and my editor's like, "Much, stop already." So mm-hmm. I carved out 2 chapters that are more oriented towards leadership, and that'll be in the next book. But that whole piece,
that's how it works. That's how it works, Yvonne. It's like, you know what, I can look at my book and say, I would never say that like that. But it came through.
Yeah.
And I believe everyone who writes a book, who has the courage to do it, you know what? And what do you call it? You're guided, and the information is there and important. And you know what? And that's what is so cool about it, right? And because it's as much as it's hard work and with putting it all together, you know, you birth something awesome.
Yeah. Well, I can feel my crown tingling right as we're talking. And I mean, I'm never short of ideas. I get so many intuitive hits. The challenge is which one. It's like all the bouncing balls in that that movie, What the Bleep? Mm-hmm. They're all bouncing and they're all equal height. Which one do you pick? Right? Mm-hmm. As soon as you make your choice and pick one, all the others faded away in that movie. It's a What the Bleep. It's a great movie if you haven't ever watched it. So I think we've got time for maybe one more live caller. Let me just check on my screen here. Okay, so who's next? Line five, line one. Tina, are you still there, Tina?
I'm still here.
Woohoo! Hey, Tina. What can Kelly help you with?
Hi, Yvonne. Hi, Kelly. My question is, I'm coming to the end of a 3-year term on a board of directors, and I've held a position that's been fun and I've enjoyed. We're in need of a president desperately, and I'm wondering if it would be in the best and highest good for me to allow my name to stand for re-election and stand for the presidency.
Yeah, Spirit's just saying to me, this is kind of like a no-brainer. So I feel like this would be a good opportunity for you to do this. And there might be one person in this board that's kind of difficult. Is that true? Yes, no?
Sorry, you broke up a little bit there. One person.
Okay, I feel like there's one person on this board that is difficult. Is that true? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. So I feel like you're going to get some pushback on that aspect, but you know what? I don't think that they're the right energy anyways to be on this board. They're just kind of like egotistic and that's not so swell. But I'm seeing with this is continue it, do it, go for it. I think that there's, and okay, real quickly, do you have a mom in spirit? Yes.
Yes. A mom? Yes.
Is your mother in spirit?
Yes. My stepmother.
Your stepmom's in spirit. Yes. Just answer me yes or no.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Because as she's coming in, okay, we're linking right now. Okay. Into spirit. So as your stepmom is coming in, she's saying she's giving her A-OK on this opportunity for you. and she wants to give reverence to that. Like she says, you know, she's a really lovely girl, really hard worker is what she's saying about you too. And she says to me here, she says, things are going to get quite busy for you, not even just this board, but there's other opportunities, as she's talking about. So be careful not to bite off, what's that saying? Bite off too much more than you can chew. All right, is what she says. And she would have been kind of like one of those gals that she would have probably bit off a lot more than she could chew. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay. So she's saying to me, just remember kind of like, don't do as much, don't do like me, is what she says. But she really gives her blessing on this new opportunity. And I really feel like your presence on this board and different things are going to happen that are going to kind of give this new vibration of good leadership. So definitely not, don't, please do it, is what is your stepmom says.
That's okay. Great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Excellent. Thanks for dialing in, Tina. So in the time left that we have together here, Kelly, I just want to really honor you for the work that you are so kindly sharing in your book, Spirit Speaks Within You. So this is an opportunity to tap into your intuition and increase healing. If you haven't yet ordered your copy, the link, I put it on Facebook yesterday in my Facebook page. If we're not friends on Facebook yet, please do go ahead and friend me. The link is on Amazon. The book is called Spirit Speaks Within You. It's also showing on Kelly's website as well. Is there other places that they can get a hold of the book, Kelly?
You know what? It's actually in every bookseller right now. So Amazon.com is obviously you can purchase it there, but it's in every bookseller that you can think of. And so everybody has access to it. So whatever,
okay.
But, you know, which is great. So
excellent. And if you are thinking, you know what, I didn't want to dial in and share all of my stuff publicly, I know that I would only have a small window of time to connect with Kelly and that there'd be lots of people dialing in. PsychicMediumKelly.com is where to go to learn more about Kelly and her work, to also potentially book into a private session with her and get your own reading personally done. So this has been really intriguing. Also wanted to alert you that there are a number of things that are coming up in the Words, Women and Wisdom arena in our community. I do love to share my VIP community. I love to connect with mission-inspired women entrepreneurs, in particular, those women who are ready for massive expansion and growth. And particularly this year, I'm seeing a lot of my clients who are solopreneurs who are ready to move up and expand and grow and step into a CEO role and a CEO mindset, not necessarily feeling comfortable and confident that they have the skills to hire the right person, to lead them, to empower them, and to really have ease and grace in that whole process so that they can scale and grow their business. And it's not actually as hard as you think. I've interviewed and hired about 6,000 people in my career, so I have a 12-step process in that, and I'm going to be sharing and speaking to that next Thursday at 10 o'clock Mountain Time. And it's a separate event called the Conscious CEO. You can find out more about it. It's 10 o'clock in the morning Mountain Time on Thursday. And you can find out more about that either by connecting with me on LinkedIn, you'll see a post there, or on my website, which is yvonnesilver.com, Y-V-O-N-N-E, silver like the metal.com. And it's on the events page. You can also, if you like, keep in touch through the connections, through the contact page, so that you get the latest and greatest in advance through the Women in Wisdom VIP community on what events are coming up, who are going to be the guests coming up next on my shows, what do they have to share and bring to the world. So today, Kelly, what else would you like to share about this topic of tapping into your intuition to increase healing? What did you learn in particular as you were writing the book? What surprised you?
You know, what's really important is actually probably one of the bigger messages is, especially for this next couple of years, actually we're going to start from 21 on to 23, 24, is really about two words, three. It's really about freedom, liberty, and manifestation.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where the world is at. This is where everybody individually is at. And it's, you have to ask those, how do I get that? How do I get there? And when you use those three guides of words, watch how you change. So I can tell you this much is even with this year, with 22, who you are in January and who you are going to be in December of this year is totally opposite people. So what this book is doing is it's giving you the tools to get you there.
Mm.
And you know what, one thing that I would say, you know, with this, it touches just a, it's a quick hit, you know, of information. It's meant to make you think, kind of take you a little bit out of your box, which we all need to do that. Mm-hmm. And kind of become our own strength. And that's really what was the purpose of writing, you know, this book. And I think it's, you know, something that, it's just the divine timing of it. And yeah. I think that's why it didn't get out, you know, a couple of years back, because there was more information needed of what was going to happen on with the world and the economy and in our lives, and why, you know, it, spirit kind of waited with the divine time to push it out now. Mm-hmm. And that's why I think why it's, you know, becoming pretty popular these days with so far with its launch and where it's hitting in multiple countries and hitting those number one hits in categories.
Absolutely. So with those three words, excuse me, I just went through an exercise this morning with a accountability partner in a program I'm in, looking at what is it you want? That was like the question. So freedom, liberty, manifestation. Yeah, that could directly connect to some of the things that came up just half an hour before this call. So now, of course, I'm saying, okay, Kelly, let's play for the last few minutes that we have here. My question would be, for me personally, how can I have more freedom, liberty, and manifestation?
So psychically, what I'm getting is actually you need to be more quiet.
Hmm.
All right, so we need quiet time in order to receive it. And that comes from, you know what, having your own space, 5 minutes to yourself, 2 minutes to yourself, and you just have to download. You got to like, okay, here it is, what's happening. You, because you're a writer, the really good important piece to you would be to write it out, spirit saying to me. So just sit and say, okay, guides, my team, give me some advice today. What's my next step? And just start writing. And I feel like that's how they channel into you. Obviously, when people write, okay, you definitely have that ability to interpret through writing, automatic writing.
Yep.
The other piece to you is there will be some people that you're going to weed out this year. All right. And that's healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And, you know, and that's a good space for you to be in, because we have to remember too, we're all energy, right? And when certain people come into our world, and they can be long relationships, they can be family, they can be friends, they can be husbands, you know, spouses, partners, whatever. You know what? Sometimes the dynamic and the lessons already learned, but we want to hold on to it forever, right? So this is a big component where I think, don't be afraid. It's not a bad thing. You know, if anybody is listening, or yourself or whomever, has to say, okay, you know what? I appreciate this. I love that we had this lesson together, but you know what? It no longer serves me. God bless you, you know, what have you, but you are too toxic. You can't be in my world.
Right.
And then you don't let them back. Okay. So I feel like there's a space where, you know what? Don't be afraid to do that, because that's part of, okay, great. But what are we here to do? We're all souls. We're here to learn lessons, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this is that component. So, you know, I'm not saying, okay, blast it out to people and be mean. I'm just saying this isn't a component of just kind of shifting and attracting in people who are like you, because that's that freedom, liberty that we're talking about for the messages this year.
Right.
You have to create your own freedom, your own liberty. So in other words, you can manifest, right? Yeah. And most importantly, to manifest your flow.
Mm-hmm.
Because in the word flow, remember that there's a W in there, and that always means win.
Oh, haven't heard that one before.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Well, being in flow, you need space, right? Mm-hmm. You need space to be able to do that. So taking advantage of the full moon last night, I did start another series of 927. So for those who aren't familiar with that concept, I first learned about that through Marcy Shymoff. I'm not sure if that's the originator. She's the originator of it. I interviewed her when I wrote my book. So that's for 9 days in a row, you get rid of 27 items out of your space, out of your house, and say lovingly thank you and goodbye to each one for whatever it is, whatever purpose it served. Thank you, I no longer need you, and goodbye. And then that item is out of your life, out of your world, out of your space, out of your house. And 27 items, you know, the first day it's probably easy to come up with 27, but the ninth day is perhaps a little bit more challenging. But it does create this refreshed energy and this feeling of spaciousness, which then allows us to step into something greater. So I've enjoyed today's session, Kelly. It's been really informative, really interesting. Thank you to all the live callers. If I didn't get to you, we didn't get to you, please reach out to Kelly directly for your own personal reading. And I wish you great luck and joy. It's already started flowing. I can feel it with your new book. And it's going to be an amazing read. I'm so looking forward to reading my own copy when it arrives. Thank you.
Thank you
for today, Kelly.
Thank you. Much blessings to everybody. Thank you for having me.
Blessings, and make sure that you keep in touch. Listen to the Words, Women, and Wisdom radio show and join as a VIP so you get the updates and the event information early on as part of my community. Thank you and have a beautiful afternoon, everyone.